Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps, Cleveland's sports radio, 92.3 The Fan.
Let's get this out of the way. First and foremost, the Miami Dolphins aren't very good. They weren't very good yesterday. They were worse than usual yesterday. That said, so what?
They were on
the schedule. Browns needed a win. Browns needed to play well. Browns got a win. They played well. And they did it with a recipe that should be the recipe for this team moving forward. Welcome to Basket of Phelps, everybody. I'm Jeff Phelps. My pal is Andy Baskin.
I don't think anyone was smiling greater than you were yesterday when Quinshon Judkins got the ball 25 times. I was like, Jeff, way to go, Jeff. Now, I think the weather may have had a big part in that, especially for the first half. But, all right, I'll take it. And how much fun was that 46-yard touchdown run? That was almost a season changer because everything seemed to explode right after that. Everything felt really good. Sure, we got a lot of really good calls yesterday, too. But, whatever, who cares? We won. 31. They put 31 points. Jeff, they scored more than 20 points in a game.
Andy, I'll go behind the curtain here.
Yes.
When they hit 17 points, Andy sent a text to Dan and me, and it said, 17 points. And I said, they still need one more to break the streak, Andy. Easy, buddy. Easy. You were so giddy that they even hit 17.
Week 10 of last year was the last time. And they didn't even win that game in week 10 of last year.
And they end up with 31 points, which was good. That's the way it's supposed to be done.
Yes.
This team needs to do what they did yesterday. And I think you'll be able to compete in most of your games, Andy. You played really good defense. Okay, we know Miami's not good. Okay, we know that. You played really good defense. You didn't give up a touchdown. And you emphasize the running game. You have a passing game that none of us think is really very good. You didn't have to have a really good passing game yesterday. You needed to pass the ball well enough to give your running game a little bit of balance. That's about what happened. They flipped the script. What was it? 18 passes instead of 17 runs in the previous game against the Steelers.
Yes.
That's the way to go. The way to go. At least it was yesterday. And I think, though you're right, Andy, the weather clearly played a factor in that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was the only factor. I think Kevin Stefanski probably had a bit of an epiphany after running it just 12 times with Quinshon Judkins in the previous game and running it just 17 times total. You know, that's not the way we're supposed to do this. And it worked out.
Think he got some sleep last night, finally? You think he slept?
I bet he sleeps well all the time.
No.
You can imagine what his checking account balance is. I would think he sleeps pretty nicely.
Who knows, man? You never know. Sometimes you go to the bar, you want to buy a round for everybody. Next thing you know, there's nothing left in the checking account.
Yeah, I get the impression that Kevin's spending a lot of time in bars.
I'm just saying. Or maybe he walked into Kids Pizza Place. that has a big mouse running around.
Everything on me.
Yeah, everything on me. And then all of a sudden, there's nothing left in his checking account. Got to be smart.
What impressed you most about the way the Browns won this game yesterday? And I'm curious, folks. 216-474-0092, the number to join us. We'll be taking some phone calls in a little bit. Scott Petrak's going to join us at 11 o'clock today. Mm-hmm. Tyvus Powell, our buddy from the Browns Radio Network, at noon. And then we will hear from Kevin Stefanski coming up at 1 o'clock. It should be about that time for
at 1 o'clock. Okay, good. I think the thing that was most impressive about their performance yesterday was it wasn't just the defense doing everything. Yeah, the defense set up, what did we say, 21 points off of turnovers yesterday. The defense didn't have to do everything by themselves. The offense was efficient enough to make you say, okay, good. All right, this is good. We're you're doing your job, and he didn't turn the ball over. Again, 3 weeks in a row now for Dillon Gabriel. So bravo to him for that. And by the way, special teams should be just like officials. You shouldn't even notice them. And guess what? Yesterday, special teams did exactly what you needed them to do. There were no faults with the special teams yesterday. That I can remember if anything went sideways. But all three phases of the game executed and fired at the levels that they need to win, especially a game like that yesterday against a deficient Dolphins team. I mean, I think it just goes to show how good the defense has been all year, because the defense played at the same level they've been playing at all year. And finally, the offense rose a little bit. And maybe the weather forced them to do some of the things they had to do yesterday. But that's okay. I'll take it. I'll take the weather. You're not going to worry about that in the dome, but I'll take the weather. So
I thought the defense just played a real aggressive game, I thought, Andy. And again, we know Miami's not very good, okay? Again, that doesn't matter. You see teams lose games to teams that aren't very good all the time.
What do you think the Packers are saying to themselves
about
us? Well,
exactly. That's exactly right. So you had the opportunity and you got it done. But it's the blueprint to me that I think they take out of this that's the most important thing. The defense might not have needed a confidence boost for its own unit, Andy, but I would think that they got a little bit of a confidence boost because the offense was competent yesterday. You know, and I'm not going to take it any further than that. The offense was competent. I didn't think it was great. Quinshon's average was under 4 yards per carry. That's okay. He had three touchdowns. And that, to me, is a key thing to remember here, okay? You might not average 5.5 yards per carry. You might not be averaging 7 yards per carry, whatever it is. What you did was you controlled the game with the running game. And you have a big-time running back. I think that's real clear. Would you agree?
Yeah. Yes, I do agree.
You have a good one who can change the game with a run. And that's what he did. And that's why you keep hammering the running
game. Do you
agree
with me that was a turning point in the game yesterday? It was kind of sluggish in the beginning and then right through the hole. I think Judkins changed the game.
It was 3-3 in the second quarter.
Yeah.
And he busts off that 46-yard run, and then he had another one, you know, late in the half, and they're up 17-3. And when you're up 17-3 at halftime, you think, okay, that's still a competitive game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
You know, what can happen in the second half, God only knows. I mean, look what happened in the Denver Giants game when Denver hadn't scored in the first three and put up 33 in the fourth quarter, which is insane.
Crazy.
But then the defense came out, and with the new guy, Tyson Campbell, getting a defensive touchdown, that to me was the mental change that this team needed. You know, up 17-3 at half, that was terrific. But, you know, immediately Miami could have come out. If they put together a drive, they're right back in this game, and it's back and forth. The interception return for a touchdown by Tyson Campbell, to me, was like the punch to the jaw. That was the one, like, we have this game. We're not letting you back into this game, and we're going to kick your you-know-whats today. That really
felt good, didn't it?
Well, it really did.
I mean, they needed yesterday. They really did. And I hate to think if they didn't win yesterday, what we'd be doing here today.
Yeah, 17-6 at half. Excuse me, by the way.
So, it feels good to feel good. I think we all thought that they had a win in them. I mean, I'm always looking at the Guardians route on trying to get back into things. So
mentioned that twice today.
Yeah, well, last...
Here we go, baby.
Last week, there was only four teams that had ever made it in the playoffs at one and five. There are eight teams that have made it in at 2-5. So they just doubled their odds, even though they don't look real good. They've doubled their odds. So for those of you that want to be optimistic, and I'm telling you, it's hard not to look at the schedule. If you win the games you're supposed to win, you're going to find yourself back in this thing. And by the way, for anybody that was bummed out about Joe Flacco on Thursday night, the Bengals beating the Steelers helped the Browns get back in this thing a little bit. I'm not saying that there's a whole lot. I mean, you know, if this was your battery on your phone, you're at like 4%. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I mean, at least there's a little bit of hope out there. And it doesn't matter if they're I just don't want to hear they're eliminated. I just don't want to hear it.
The Browns aren't in last place in the division.
I know. How exciting was that? Hey, Baltimore, how's that feel?
That's one thing.
Yeah.
And because Pittsburgh lost, Steelers are 4-2, and Bengals are 3-4. Browns at 2-5. We're not delusional here, but what we're doing is what Andy laid out. Okay, stranger things have happened. Here's what's coming up. You're at New England on Sunday. New England's a much improved football team under Mike Vrabel. That's going to be a tough game to win on the road.
It is.
You have the bye week. You come out of the bye week. You play at New York against the Jets. They're bad. And that's a bad football team. They might upgrade a quarterback by starting Tyrod Taylor ahead of Justin Fields. They benched Justin Fields yesterday. Baltimore... in Cleveland on November 16th. Sorry, that's going to be a tough game. I mean, it's Baltimore. I know they're beat up.
Lamar Jackson. Who's the quarterback going to be?
Right, Lamar Jackson should be back. And then you play in Vegas right before Thanksgiving. Vegas is not a good football team right now. Even if you go 2-2 in those games, Andy, let's say you beat the Jets and the Raiders. Let's just say, well, all of a sudden you've got four wins and you're 4-7, and that's better. In other words, it's still a challenge, and we know that. But at the very least, you showed yesterday that you can win a football game that you think you're supposed to win, and you can do it convincingly. Good for them.
I'm on board. One more night of football tonight, man. We got two more games tonight.
Yeah, it's another two-game Monday Night Football, along with a Game 7 in the ALCS thrown in.
It's actually Cleveland Wheel of Regret night, if you really want to think about it.
Why?
Well, Bieber. Oh, stop
There's
with that.
There's a heavy sigh out of the room. Hi, Dan Manigan, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, Bieber's throwing for 3-2-1. Bieber's throwing for Toronto, and then Baker's going up against Detroit. That should be a good game.
Could Shane hit? Could we have dropped Shane Bieber into the lineup?
I don't know. Would he have made a difference? I don't know.
I don't think so I'm not regretting it.
It's Wheel of Regret. People, it'll be Wheel of Regret on this.
Should
Come
we do
on.
A group sigh?
Three, yes. Two, one. Someone will call tomorrow and go, oh, why did we let Bieber go? Look at that. He just got Toronto to the World Series. Oh, that's what we needed. No, it's not. We needed a bat. And then, you know, we all know, oh, look at that. Tampa's now 6-1. They beat Detroit, the mighty Detroit Lions. Oh. There you go. I've already previewed tomorrow's show, and we're only 14 minutes in today.
Do you want me to just start singing Louis Armstrong now?
No, but
I can start.
You do realize this, right? I'm not crazy. There's a little bit of Wheel of Regret tonight.
When number to join
I'm
us.
I'm not going down this road. The Browns won yesterday.
Thank you.
I mean, I don't need to be negative.
216-474-0092. We'll let you be negative. What impressed you about the Browns yesterday? What might not have impressed you? Weren't you impressed? If not, why? They won a game they were supposed to win. That's not a bad thing in the National Football League, folks. It's Baskin and Phelps on a fabulous Monday right here in Northeast Ohio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.